Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. How's everyone doing on this wonderful, beautiful Tuesday morning here in Texas? Oh, yes, I am your host, Yvette Harmony Jett, on February the 9th, 2016. Oh, my goodness, time is moving along. We are already in the second week of February. And I just have to say, this is very exciting. I'm very, very thankful to be here. Like I said before, I am your host, Yvette Harmony Jett. I am known as the Spiritual Harmonizer. And what I do is I help you become one with your soul so there's no discord, disorder, or dissonance in anything that happens in your life. I help you get the symphony of harmony of your pure life and your pure substance. And I just want to say thank you for joining me this morning. I am so excited to have everyone here, whether you're tuning in with the recording or wherever you may be, whatever time zone you're on. Thank you for being a part of my morning. And just thank you for being here in harmony with me. But I just want to tell you, I am the founder of the Spiritual Harmony Network. In that network, we have the Harmony Mothers, where we help all mothers, any mothers, whether you're single or married, to help you build a community so that you're never alone, you never feel by yourself, and we just get together so that we can help one another become one as we should be. Then we have the Harmony Relief Efforts. Under that umbrella, what we do is we help anyone that has any type of disaster, whether it's a natural disaster or personal disaster. What we do is we help you find the functionality to your life to regain some type of harmony and order. And then we have the Power of Seven prayer call. And I want you guys to, I want to invite everyone to be a part of the prayer call. It's going to be next Monday morning, and it's going to start at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And I just want to invite anyone and everyone that can join us, please join us on that call. We have an awesome time. We get together as women, as sisters, as men. Anyone that likes to join the call is more than welcome to join the call. That's where we beseech and go to God and just let him know everything that we're thinking, everything we're feeling, so that we could become one with him and that he could become one with us as well. And it's just an awesome time, an awesome event, an awesome moment just to get together in unity. That's the whole purpose of the Spiritual Harmony call, the Power of Seven Prayer Summit, is to come together in unity, so that there's no division with anyone in anything they feel or think, as long as our whole purpose and foundation is to believe and know that God is working, that God is alive, that God is well, that God is ordaining and orchestrating everything that occurs and happens in our life, and that without him, we don't have the same purpose. We don't have the same goal. We don't have the same function. But with him, and we know that through him, that all things are possible. And so we do that in an effort to ensure that we are communicating with him, not just in asking or begging or pleading with him, but we're communicating with him on the level of the soul so that we attach ourselves to God in a mighty, powerful, and profound way so that we can understand the purpose, the legend that he has for us in our lives on a constant and daily basis. Because I'm a firm believer that when you reach the level of the soul and when you reach God on the level of the soul, there are so many great, bountiful, and wonderful blessings that occur. But if get your pen and paper, I'll give you the number of the call. It would be 712-832-8292. And the PIN number is 700067. The PIN is 700067. And you dial in at 712-832-8292. And that's the Power of Seven prayer call. So I want to invite anyone, everyone that would like to join my call, please do. We would love to have you on the show with us. But I want to jump into our topic this morning, and there's a topic that I have been, I can't even say this, it was a struggle, but it's something that's been in my spirit, and it's been in my spirit for several days and several weeks now. It's because I'm reading a book called The Alchemist. Oh, my goodness. And this book, even when I touch the book, even when I open the book, or even when I listen, I've been listening to the audio and reading the book simultaneously. And I tell you, it has really changed my thinking. It has opened up my internal portal of spirit. It is transforming me to a greater connection to God. And I must say, I am being changed because of this book and just the spiritual connection it has that helps you become one with God. And I'm loving it. But today's topic is, if you could change the future, would you? And I was thinking about that because I've had several instances and I've been witness to several experiences where I have seen the future. People have said certain things. People have prophesied certain things over my life. And it's as though I'm seeing the future. And I had a conversation with someone yesterday, and they were talking about the work that they were doing and how that God was showing them their future and where he wants us to take, where he wanted to take their ministry. And it's like because the Lord has shown us where he wants us to go and wants to take us. That's why they're doing the ministry that they're doing. And it's interesting because I believe people think that seeing the future is only for fortune tellers, or those people that you kind of stay away from, those mystical people or twistical people. You know, we label people that we think can see the future in all types of different labels, which may not be true. And then my response was, the Lord will show you the future so that he can lead you in the right direction. And it's been amazing to me because lately I have seen the future. God has given me glimpses of the future. And one of the passages, I'm going to read you a passage from the book The Alchemist. And it says like this. It says, the future belongs to God, and it is only he who reveals it under extraordinary circumstances. How do I guess at the future? And it says, based on the omens of the present. The secret is here in the present. If you pay attention to the present, you can improve upon it. And if you improve on the present, what comes later will also be better. And I thought that was, oh my goodness, I was struck by it. I was so struck by it. I was awestruck. And then the other part to that was, forget about the future and live each day according to the teachings, confident that God loves his children. Each day in itself brings with it eternity. And this passage to me was so profound. It says the future belongs to God, and it's only he who reveals it under extraordinary circumstances. And I like that because, oh my goodness, I have to take a moment because that is powerful because when you think about life, when you think about everything that's happening in life, when you think about everything that's going on in life, and when you are witness to your own personal circumstances in life, and you're a witness to what's going on in the here and the now. And then you hear things. You hear things. You see things. You wonder, what does this mean for my future? And if I know my future, would I change it? And honestly, people, I think just as this book has stated, that God holds the future. And I think we are comfortable with that. We are comfortable with the knowledge that God has a future. He's in control of the future, and the future belongs to him. And if you believe, I believe just because he's an awesome authority and the awesome creator, he does have a future. He knows the future. He holds the future. And but at the same time, there are circumstances where I know for me, I personally have gotten uncomfortable with knowing the future and really honing in on the future and taking control of that future and being somewhat whimsical and just saying and just tossing it to the wind and saying it's going to be whatever's going to be is going to be, what's going to happen is going to happen. And I don't know if you're like me, I've taken that stance, a hands-off approach to the future, when truly this may be revealing to us that we have more control of our future than we know, than we like to allow, and that we've been made able to control. And I'm learning, or I'm experiencing, the fact that even though God is in control, He gives me an opportunity to create, redirect my future. And I say that because I've had instances in my life, especially lately, here of late, the challenges and the changes and the vicissitudes of life has taken a hold of me, and it's taken a hold of my circumstances. And I have to say I'm truly humbled by the changes and transformations that God is allowing in my life. I am grateful, and I say I'm abundantly grateful for the opportunities and the solutions that God has given my life. Because with every change has come a solution, and with every solution has come a new opportunity. And so I'm grateful for that. And I must say that I've had conversations with several people in reference to the changes and vicissitudes, not only of my life, but of the world. And one instance I know for sure, I was in a conversation with a young person, and they were saying things that I truly hadn't even considered for my life. They were saying things that I hadn't even fathomed, that I hadn't even dreamt of. And so when I sat down and I pondered the words that were being told to me, the things that were being revealed to me, and I was looking at situations and systems to put in place to handle the circumstances that were told to me that were coming about, I was taken aback because I didn't have a system in place to overcome such things. But then, what I found was that God was revealing to me the future. Oh, man, I was like, oh, my God. Not OMG, but oh, my God. Is this what God is trying to show me? Is He trying to show me this personally for my future? And I know that the future belongs to God, but I believe just like the book says, it says, and it is only He who reveals it. I believe that it is God who reveals our future. I believe it is God who shows us some things for the future, not just to know them, but to alter them. And it says only under extraordinary circumstances. And so I think depending on the circumstance and the situation, God reveals to you the future so that you have an opportunity to make a different choice, to change directions, or to realize your own personal happiness. And in those moments, when you have an opportunity to make a different decision, will you make that decision? If you could change the future, would you? If you could change what you see, would you? Would you change the things that you see? And sometimes, I know for me, sometimes the things you see of your future can truly be debilitating. I saw some things that could come into my future that truly grappled my heart and took me to my knees. Because I said, I didn't want that for my future. That's not what I intended for my life. And it was in that moment where I said, I'm going to make a conscious decision to make a different choice because I see what the future holds. God has revealed to me what the future can be like based on my own personal decisions and based on what he has revealed to me through his divinity. And I think it's important that we are aware of the personal divinity that God has placed within us. And I must say, I have been witness to, I've experienced, and I have seen that there are times when the divinity of God can become very scary. It can become uncomfortable because to know and to learn of who you truly are, not who you've been told you were, not who people think you are, not your assumption and prenotion of yourself, but knowing for sure through the divinity and the providence of God who you are and who you're called to be, that could be scary. And I'm learning over time just to be in that moment, just to be in that oneness with God. Because even though it may be uncomfortable, it may be scary to know the future, to see the future, we have to realize that that only came through God. That only came because of God. That only came because he had something extraordinary that he wanted to reveal to us because it was a particular situation. It was a situation and an occurrence that could totally redirect, re-guide, restructure your whole future. And if we're not careful, that foundation can be altered because God is revealing it for a reason. And there's times we just have to raise our hands and accept and just know for sure that he is doing it for a reason and just come to grips personally, mentally, spiritually, physically, that God is ordaining this moment for a reason. And I know for me, oh my goodness, that has been the greatest challenge of spiritually connecting with God, is to know that the revelation that he gives is for a particular reason and it's for a particular purpose, and that it's okay to see what I see, it's okay to know what I know, and it's okay to do what I do, because in that, there's a blessing. That's the truth of the whole matter. In that, there's a blessing. And in the blessing, there's a lesson. And there's obviously things that have to be done and have to be revealed for the future, for the greater good of who God has called us to be. And that means sometimes changing directions, changing courses that we would have normally went in under normal circumstances, but due to the fact that we see what we see now, it's time to change. It's time to redirect and reorder what God has revealed to us. And I think it's awesome because the future can be based on the present. And that's the great thing, because God doesn't have it where it's just a secret to us that he's revealing it to us, but he's knowing, and he allows us to know as well. And that is a beautiful thing, that when our Creator allows us to know full well of our present and our future. And I don't think we should get comfortable with living in the future or living for the future, because we will miss what's in the moment. And one of the things when I was reading The Alchemist, which I thought was very powerful, one of the characters in the book is called Santiago, and he deals with different people along his journey, along his route to learning who he really is and learning of his personal legend and who God wants him to be spiritually. And so one of the men, I'm paraphrasing, so if you read the book, I'm paraphrasing. It may not be exact, but it was my interpretation of what I read, and I thought it was very beautiful. But he had a spoon, and he was walking through the town, and he had oil in his spoon. And he was so focused on not spilling the oil that when he got back to where he was with the gentleman that he was traveling with along the journey, the man asked him, "Did you see what was along your journey? Did you see the goods? Did you see the people? Did you see everything that was in the marketplace?" He said, "No, but I didn't spill any oil." He said, "But you missed what was around you. You didn't even see what was around you." So he went back out again, had the oil, and he was trying not to spill any drops of oil as he also paid attention to what was around him. And I think that is powerful because I look at it as a present. I look at the oil as being our future because you keep it so that you can get to your destination. And I look at the walk as our journey of life, that we pay attention sometimes to the future so much that we forget what's going on directly around us. Well, at the same time, we have to manage both the present and the future so that we can get to the destination, the final destination of our journey, and to a point where we are comfortable in our calling, in our purpose, and in our mission. And I was just thinking when I said the final destination, I think sometimes we think there's the ultimate end-all, be-all, is-all, done-all. But I truly don't believe that that's our journey, to get to a certain point, to get to retirement or to get the kids raised or to get that perfect mate, that perfect marriage, and it's done. I believe our journey and our transitions of life are always evolving. Our spiritual walk is always evolving. So you may have the drop of oil, you know, on your spiritual walk, and you're trying to get to the destination where you know God, that you know exactly what he's thinking, you know exactly your direction, you know exactly what you want to do, where things could change because you see things differently. And so my question today is, if you could change the future, would you? If God is revealing certain things to you, and if God is showing you a different direction to go, will you change that direction? Or you keep on the path that's comfortable and that you like? And I know for me, I'm just going to share a personal experience. There's a situation in my life that I got comfortable with. It was a very, very comfortable situation of disorder. It was a very comfortable situation of chaos. And I was used to that particular drama. I wasn't accustomed to ordinary drama. It was extraordinary drama that I had grown accustomed to. And so when God started revealing to me the possibilities of my future, I didn't want to believe it. I dismissed it on several occasions. Then God came back again and revealed to me in a different situation, under a different event, the same revelation, the same future. Then God came back again and revealed it to me again in a different way, in a different message. And so in that moment, I said, Yvette Harmony, are you going to choose to become one with your soul? Are you going to choose to live in disorder, discomfort, dis-ease, chaos, and in the moment of lack, limitation, and scarcity? So I had to make a personal decision. It's like the book says, The Alchemist, like it says, am I going to live in my personal legend? Because it's your personal legend that is your true source and your true calling of your soul. Are you going to live in the personal legend that God has for you? And I had to make a decision. I said, what is your heart telling you? And I'm going to read another passage in the book called The Alchemist. It says, your heart is still capable of showing you where the treasure is. And I like that because in the knowing of the future and in changing the future, the heart knows, and the heart will show you where your treasure is, where it lies, and what the value is. So that's where it lies, what it is, and the value. And I like that because I think, people, that we devalue the gift and the beauty and the presence that God has given us, and we just take it for granted. I'm going to just speak for me personally. I know I have taken my future, I've taken my present for granted, and I've taken the knowing, the knowledge that God has given me, and the wisdom placed within every circumstance and in every situation. I've taken for granted my heart. I've taken for granted the knowledge of the heart. But I'm so grateful, that it gets better than this. That's what I'm grateful for, is I'm grateful for the victory. Because when you listen to your heart, and when even your heart may be in some kind of confusion, and your heart may not always be telling you what you think it should tell you or what you know for sure, that means that it's still working. That means it's still beating. That means you're getting closer and closer and closer to your personal legend. You're getting closer to the knowledge and the realization of what God has for you. And that means you're beginning to master each lesson as you move towards the knowing, the harmony that God has for you, so that you don't have to live in a moment or a life of lack, limitation, and scarcity, and so that you can allow that transition. You can allow that journey so that along the way, as things change and transition, and as you continue to see the future, and as God reveals the future to you, you can recognize the future and what he has for you and what he's allowing you to see. And I think that is the most beautiful thing ever, that when you can see the allowing that God has for you, that when you see the future and you're being witness to the future and what God is doing in your future, and then the beauty of it is that you allow it to be, you allow the transition to occur, you change directions and make different decisions, make different choices, because you know that there's different opportunities that come. And then you just become happy with the change, you become happy with the transition, you become happy with the newfound knowledge that God has for you. And I think it's in those moments that you sit back and you truly see the power and you see the full essence of God and what he's allowing to be, what he's calling you to be, what he is going to do and manifest within your own life. And then you realize that your legacy, your legend is personally catered and directed for you because God is doing something special. And I think that's the beauty of God, when you see the specialness of God. And I know for me, just what I've experienced, when I saw the future, when I realized the future, and when I was able to change the future, and when I changed the future and I saw that the future was looking brighter than I've ever dreamed, that even though the future wasn't what I expected it to be, but the transformation and the new future was more beautiful than I ever, ever, ever had dreamed. And I must say the glory of God is revealed in each and every moment of transition. So I submit to you, my listeners, on this beautiful Tuesday morning in Dallas, Texas, if you could change the future, would you? Would it benefit you to change your future? Would it benefit you to pay attention, to take heed, to become aware of what God has for you? So it's almost time for us to depart. I must say it's been wonderful and it's beautiful in every way and every moment. I thank you for being here with me this morning. This is your Vet Harmony Jet. Like I always tell you, become one with your soul, because at the soul level of everything, there's pure harmony. There's a symphony that God wants for your heart to sing and to know. One more passage from the book. It says, in the book The Alchemist, it says, trust in your heart and never forget that you are in the desert. And you have to read the book to truly understand exactly what the author is referring to when he speaks of the desert. And so trust in your heart and trust in what God has called for you to do. So I say God bless you to everyone. Know that I'm Yvette Harmony Jett. I love you. I thank you. And always become one with your soul, because your soul is where your heart lies. So be blessed. Have a great week.